The phone rang at 4:47 in the morning. Marcus Russo had been dreaming of sand, the fine, rust-colored sand of a dig site in Jordan where he had spent 3 months in his 30s, sifting Byzantine pottery fragments from the substrate of a ruined monastery. In the dream, he kept finding pieces that almost fit together, edges that seemed to align, only to discover when he pressed them close that they belonged to entirely different vessels, different centuries, different lives. It was a recurring dream, simple in its form, yet disturbing in ways Marcus could not fully pinpoint. It was as if it demonstrated a pointlessness to the very core of his expertise as an archaeologist, as if his life's work somehow found itself in scattered pieces that never became anything significant. He reached for the phone without opening his eyes, muscle memory guiding his hand to the nightstand, glad for the release from his dream.
Russo.
Marcus.
The voice was female, Italian accented, and far too alert for this hour.
It's Elena Vasari. Forgive the time.
He sat up, the last wisps of the dream dissolving. Elena Vasari was the director of the Pompeii Archaeological Park, a position that placed her at the helm of one of the most complex heritage sites on Earth. They had collaborated twice before, once on a Roman-era Christian burial that had required Vatican authentication, and again when a tourist had stumbled upon what turned out to be a previously unknown shrine to Isis. Both times, Elena had proven herself meticulous, politically savvy, and utterly unflappable. For her to call at this hour meant something had happened that could not wait.
What's wrong?
Nothing is wrong.
A pause.
Something is very right, or very complicated. I'm not yet certain which.
Marcus swung his legs over the side of the bed, bare feet finding the cool terracotta tiles of his Vatican apartment. Through the window, the dome of St. Peter's was a dark silhouette against a sky just beginning to hint at gray.
Tell me.
You know we've been running seismic stabilization along the southern perimeter of Region 8. The 2016 earthquakes left structural concerns. We've had engineering teams reinforcing the substrate for months.
I'd heard.
He had more than heard. He'd reviewed the project proposals when they'd crossed his desk 6 months ago, part of his advisory role on the Italian government's heritage sites. As an independent archaeologist contracted by the Vatican in matters pertaining to church relics, his services were frequently enlisted by various countries to determine any potential connection between objects discovered in relation to the church and the authenticity of those relics. Routine work, if anything in Pompeii could be called routine.
Yesterday afternoon, one of the crews broke through into a void, a substantial void, Marcus. They were drilling test cores behind the House of the Four Styles, and the bit dropped nearly 2 meters into empty space.
Marcus felt the first stirring of professional interest, the quickening pulse that every archaeologist recognized, the body's response to the possibility of discovery.
A collapsed cellar? That was our assumption. We widened the access point and sent in a surveyor with a camera. What he found...
Elena's voice, usually so controlled, wavered slightly.
Marcus, I've been in this field for 30 years. I've supervised the excavation of dozens of previously unknown structures. I have never seen anything like this.
He was already moving toward his closet, cradling the phone against his shoulder while he pulled a shirt from its hanger.
Describe it.
A residential villa, wealthy from what we can see. Standard layout above ground, atrium, peristyle, the usual domestic arrangement. But beneath the rear garden, accessed through what appears to be a private hypogeum, there's a chamber. Sealed, Marcus, by an oak door, badly charred, but held together by massive bronze bands, warped by heat, but intact. No one has opened it in 2,000 years.